Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rajna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. Assamese poet Nilmani Phukan has been awarded the Gyanpeeth Award for 2020. Konkani writer Damodar Mozo won the award for the year 2021. A Padma Shri and Sahitya Academy awardee, Phukan has also received the Sahitya Academy Fellowship. Damodar Mozo has also awarded the Sahitya Academy Award in 1983. Gyanpeeth Award is the highest Indian literary award presented annually. The National Commission for Women launched a pan-India capacity building program, She is a Changemaker. It is for women representatives at all level, Gram Panchayat to Parliament members and political worker. The official launch of training program under She is a Changemaker series was held in Thane, Maharashtra. India surpassed Brazil in food exports to the League of Arab States for the first time in 15 years. The data was provided by the Arab-Brazil Chamber of Commerce. Brazil accounted for 8.15% of the total agribusiness product imported by the 22 League members in 2020, whereas India captured 8.25% of that trade, ending Brazil's 15-year advantage. Microsoft launched a first-of-its-kind cybersecurity skilling program that aims to skill over 1 lakh learners by 2022. The program is designed to give learners hands-on experience in the fundamentals of security, compliance, and identity. Microsoft will conduct these courses along with its strategic partner, including CloudDAT, Coining, RPS, and Synergetic Learning. DRDO successfully test-fired the vertically launched short-range surface-to-air missile from integrated test range in Chandipur off the coast of Odisha. The air defense system can engage targets at around 15 km. The missile system has been developed for naval warships. DRDO had also successfully tested the high-speed expendable aerial target Abhyas. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.